Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilinish Masabi Moria Rav Hilobe Meir Chil Michal Arini Kaparas Mishkabo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrona Livracha. Today we are in Sefer Yishaya. We're in the middle of the Haftorah for the last day of Pesach. Also the recited Haftorah in many communities on Yom HaAtzmaut. It is the section of Perek Yud Beis of Yishayahu, where we continue, Yishayahu continues envisioning the Kibbutz Galios at the time of Mashiach, and now he talks about the songs that are going to be sung at that point in time, the poetry. On that day, people will say, I thank you, Hashem, for being angry with me. Because what happens? When your anger subsides, you will have comforted me. The Chachamim tell us that when we get to the end of the times, the Gemara Masechem says that in Olam Haba, everyone will realize both good things and bad things were ultimately good things. They were ultimately good things for which you'll say, Odecha Hashem, for which we'll thank Hashem for that process. And that's what we continue. Hinei kel Yeshua siyef tach v'lo efchad ki yaziv zimras ka Hashem v'yihili Yeshua u'shafte mayim b'sasom imayinei Yeshua. Right? As we say in the Haftorah every single week, the song of gratitude at the time of the Geula expresses the idea that the Jewish people are going to thank Hashem for his anger for the Galus, because at that time they'll understand the purpose of what exactly is going on over here. And they will say that Hashem is my salvation, I don't get afraid. Now that Mashiach has come, the Jewish people are going to say, if you are wondering how we survived all of the suffering and persecution through Galus, it's because we had faith in Hashem. No matter what we went through, we always turned around and put our faith in Hashem, because we recognize Aziva Zimraska, right? Aziva Zimraska by Hili Lushua, just like Moed sang at the Shira Sayam, Aziva Zimraska, so too over here as well, right? And then we said, Ushafta Mayim B'Sason, V'Mayinei HaYeshua, we talk about the fact that Hashem's salvation, which brought Mashiach, and the recognition of Hashem will be a wellspring of unending joy from which the world will drink so long as it continues to last. And there'll be no going back to dark days once we get to the Yemos HaMashiach. The Mefarshim get involved in the idea of the fact that we are talking about Ushafta Mayim B'Sason. It means that when Mashiach comes, we'll develop a new, fresh understanding of Torah from the tzaddikim will be our Torah leaders. And those tzaddikim are wellsprings of knowledge. And in the Beis HaMegdash, when we talked about the Nisach HaMayim during Yontif, that Simcha was called Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. And the Chachamim say it was not only because of the Shoavas HaMayim, because of the drawing of the water, but that's where the people used to get Ruach HaKodesh. Some people would draw more from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, some would draw less from it, but the understanding was Ruach HaKodesh would flow at the time of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We learn this specifically from Yonah ben Amittai, about whom the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi that it became an opportunity for Yonah to receive his Nebuah. And you're going to say at that point in time, Hodu Hashem kiru bishmo, hodu b'amim alilosav, thank Hashem, proclaim his name, tell the nations of his miraculous deeds, make mention, askiru ki nizgav shmo, make it a very important point. And Reb Mordechai Schwab points out that this pasuk, hodu Hashem kiru bishmo, it may be part of the modim anachnu lach, that we see when we offer our thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miraculous events that exist in our daily lives, and that's what we do when we say Hodu LaHashem, and then we say V'chol HaChayim Yodu Chasela, that everything which lives will praise you, which means the whole world will one day recognize and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles in their daily lives. And then we say Zamru HaShem Ki Geyus Hasa Mudasos B'chol Aretz, we should go ahead and sing to Hashem because he did great things. And that became known throughout the land. And Sali Varoni Yoshevet Zion, Kikado Bekerbe Kedosh Yisrael. The great and miraculous events that occur at the time of Mashiach will cause the Jewish people who live in Zion to be very, very excited, as the whole world will finally recognize that which we know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we always understood was our Kadosh, he will become known throughout history and throughout destiny. He will be the one that will be finally seen to be pulling the strings that the rest of us, the puppets, will have been carrying through all the way through. This is Perek Yud Beis, a nice, short, but incredibly important perek, and Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow, we're going to take a look at a different nevuah in Perek Yud Gimel. Everyone have a great day.